Let's put our hands together like that right there. Come on, y'all. Yeah. So many preachers, so many churches and denominations got their opinions and the documents and statements and beliefs. And sometimes there's a miscommunication and we complicate the truth and convolute the story. But as far as I recall, I do believe it all comes down to a man dying on a cross, saving the world. Rising from the dead, doing what he said he would do. Loving everyone he saw. When it's said and done, it all comes down to a man dying on a cross, saving the world. That's right. And that's what we're here to celebrate this morning. Yeah. It isn't a secret. And maybe I'm just being simple-minded, but it's about Jesus. And the way, the truth, the life that can change a heart, a soul forever. And we need to be reminded that it's the power of the blood that brings us to redemption. We can rise above the fall. And the reason for it all comes down to a man dying on a cross, saving the world. Rising from the dead, doing what he said he would do. Loving everyone he saw. When it's said and done, it all comes down to a man dying on a cross, saving the world. Yeah, we thank you, Lord. Woo! All the people beneath the steeple are just reaching for the truth that can save a helpless soul. We wrestle with the mystery in the teaching, yeah. But the news is all good. Think that we should remember one thing. It all comes down to a man saving the world. Rising from the dead, doing what he said he would do. Loving everyone he saw. When it's said and done, it all comes down to a man dying on a cross, saving the world. Yeah, we thank you, Lord. Woo! Oh yeah. Do 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 do. Hey 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 hey. Woo! It comes down to a man dying on a cross, saving the world. Do. It comes down to a man dying on a cross, saving the world. Rising from the dead, doing what he said he would do. It comes down to a man dying on a cross, saving the world. Rising from the dead, doing what he said he would do. Y'all sing that with me, come on. It comes down to a man dying on a cross, saving the world. Rising from the dead, doing what he said he would do. It comes down to a man. Comes down. That's right. It comes down to a man. Comes down to a man dying on a cross, saving the world. Rising from the dead, doing what he said he would do. One more time. Comes down to a man dying on a cross, saving the world. Rising from the dead, doing what he said he would do. Yeah. Woo. All right, thank y'all. Do another one here that talks about his ultimate sacrifice for each and every one of us. He walked a mile in my shoes. Before the threads of time began, was preordained a mighty plan that I should walk with him alone, the cord to trust unbroken. But fate foresaw my wandering eye that none could yet restrain, to violate the friendship I would cause him so much pain. And every time I close my eyes, I see the nails, I hear the cries. He did not keep himself away. He was no stranger to my pain. He walked a mile in my shoes. Walked a mile. Feet so dusty, cracked with heat, but carried on by love's heartbeat. A man of sorrows filled with grief, forgiveness was his anthem.
I know that's right.
No feeble blow from tongue or pen could ever sway my love for him. Across the echoed hills he trod and reached into my world. And every my eyes, I see the nails, I hear the cries. He did not give himself away. He was no stranger to my pain. He walked a mile in my shoes.
That's right.
And every time I close my eyes, I see the nails, I hear the cries. He did not keep himself away. He was no stranger to my pain. He walked a mile in my shoes.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
He walked a mile, yeah, oh yeah. He walked a mile, he walked a mile, yeah, oh. He walked a mile for me. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Now, I do want to say about cutting Davey's hair, that's sad because that's some cool hair, you know? That's a real sacrifice, but hopefully the good will come from it, yes. I also want to say this might be the cutest front row of kids I've ever in my life. I was, as we were up here leading worship, not just playing instruments and singing notes. You got to know, leading worship, first and foremost, worshiping. And I caught that early on, even as we were rehearsing. I pretty much got lost in it a few times. So I knew this is going to be great. We're going to worship this morning. And we certainly did as a whole group. But even this front row of children, what joy to see them also worshiping and the looks on their faces. So I've been filled today, whether we go any further or not, but we shall go a little further. Yes, I'm glad to be here. Renee and I are so thankful to have been friends with John and Irene for so long, and I want to congratulate them on 30 years of marriage. Come on, y'all. Give it up for the Ings. But don't you just look at him and wonder, how in the world has Irene done that? Don't you just... I'm messing, man. I love John. He, in some ways, keeps me accountable, which is something that I try to teach about to men nationwide. And I try to live out as well. Because out of nowhere, John will send me a text, hey, what are you reading the Bible today? And I need to hear that. And I need to be held accountable in that way and in other ways as well. I'm going to do a song for you now off my very first project many years ago. Too many years to mention. But I remember back then we were trying to choose songs, and this one had been done by a lot of Southern Gospel groups. And, you know, Southern Gospel's great and all that, but I knew that wouldn't be the style of my first CD. So we put a little different twist to it. It's all about the Lord coming back to take his children home. This is Midnight Cry. I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, yeah, and it's closer now than it's ever been. Well, I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds the call, yeah, and at the midnight cry, church, we'll be going home. That's right. I look around me and I see prophecies fulfilled. Yeah. Signs of the time, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father saying, son, go get my children. Get the midnight cry, we'll be going home. Come on, y'all. When Jesus steps out on a cloud to call his children, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Oh yeah, to meet him in the air. And then those that remain, woo, they shall be quickly changed. Shall they change forever? Yeah, at the midnight cry, we'll be going home. Woo. Now I've been looking all around me, and I've seen a few prophecies fulfilled everywhere in this world. Some signs of the time, they're appearing everywhere, yeah. I can almost see the Father saying, son, get my children. And at the midnight cry, the bride of Christ shall rise. So when Jesus steps out on a cloud to call his children, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Oh yeah, to meet him in the air. And then those that remain, they shall be quickly changed, shall be changed forever, yeah, at the midnight cry, yeah, at the midnight cry. That's what I'm talking about, at the midnight cry. I will be going home
at the midnight cry.
We'll be going home.
At the midnight cry.
We thank you, Father, yeah, for preparing us a home. Yeah. Oh. Are y'all ready for that day? Come on. Yeah.
At the midnight cry.
Yeah. I was invited several years ago to be a part of a tribute album. We used to call them albums. Y'all remember albums? They were like big, and you put them on a needle. And you remember that? Y'all don't. But they were very cool. Anyway, there was going to be a tribute album for the great songwriter Andre Crouch. And I was blessed enough. I was just in that time of my life where such people invited me to be a part of such projects. So I'm thinking, wow, I can be a part of this great project. There'll be all these other artists on it. And I had this song in mind that I wanted to do, but I thought for sure someone a little higher up on the totem pole. And there's a lot of people higher up on the totem pole. I thought, they'll get this song and I'll do some other one. And that'll be fine. I'll do whatever they ask me to do. But it came around time to record it, and I did get to do this song. So I'm thankful for it. I do want to say, my wife Renee and myself travel around the country sharing a message of God's grace in our marriage, what he's shown us over the years. We've been married for 20 years, have 4 children. Shelby is with us, our 16-year-old, and Savannah's with us, our 12-year-old. We have 2 younger children that we didn't think a trip to New York City, how do I say this delicately? I just didn't know how it would go. So they're with Renee's sister while we're here enjoying the city. And I do want to tell you, those 2 children are precious to us. They really are. They came to us in a different way. Shelby and Savannah came to us, how do you say, Renee? The normal way? By a lot through your belly, kind of, yeah. But I'll tell you this. About, what, Renee, 5 years ago, God planted something in your heart concerning the little girls in China. And she came to me and said, you know all those little girls over there in China that need a home? She didn't have to say much else. I knew where she was going. I'm thinking, really? Us? We have 2 kids, and 2 is a lot. But I think we can do 3. And God blessed us with little Sophie May. We adopted her when she was 10 months old. Beautiful little Chinese girl. Now she's 5, about to go into kindergarten. I see tears in your eyes, Renee. A couple of years after we adopted Sophie, our adoption agency said, you know, there's this, we don't do this normally, they said. We don't ask people who have adopted, and now will you please adopt again, because you've done so much. They said, but we do want to tell you there's this little boy in China, and the authorities over there really want him to go to a home in America that would encourage the creative arts because he's a little onstage performer. So, very long story short, he is now in our home, and so now we have four kids. In such an interesting way, how God has created our family, and I just ask you to pray for our family as we stay focused on God, and look for opportunities to travel around, share His good news around this country. So thrilled to be here with you this morning. We're going to be at a sister church in the area this afternoon. We're at Brooklyn Tabernacle at 3 o'clock. I'm looking forward to that as well. But right now, you know, I've introduced my family. I want you to know God's blessed me so much. God's blessed me and Renee so much in our 20 years of marriage. But you know, 20 years, there are highs and there are lows. And a lot of this world pretty much says, during those low times, we would just like to end this. How many people in this world just end it? You know, they divorce. They walk away. God hates divorce. And He would have hated for me and Renee to have ever come to an end. But there was a season where we could have come to an end. There were real issues in my life that had to come about for God to draw us closer to Him. And He did that in the year 1998. It's a big part of our story that we share around this country, of our recommitment to Christ in the year 1998. I'd say that was kind of a valley moment in our life, but God lifted us up. That's a long introduction of this next song that the great Andre Crouch wrote, but it talks about God reaching us on the highest mountain and lowest valley. It says, the blood will never lose its power. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power, 'cause it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Well, now it soothes all my doubts and it calms all my fears. And it dries all my tears. Yes, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. That's right. Reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose, it will never. The highest mountain Thank you, Lord, for that blood.
Oh, sacred head, now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded, with thorns that only crown. How art thou pale with anguish, with sore abuse and scorn? How does thy face now languish, which once was bright as morn? What thou, my Lord, hast suffered was all for sinners' gain. Mine was the transgression, but thine the deadly pain. Lo, here I fall, my Savior, 'tis I deserve. Look on me with thy favor, vouchsafe to me thy grace. What language shall I borrow to thank thee, dear friend, for this thy dying sorrow, thy pity without end? Oh, make me thine forever, and should I fainting be, Lord, let me never, never live my love for thee.
Lord, that is my prayer, that I never outlive my love for you, Lord, on this earth, that my affection, my passion, my focus never wanes. All the years of my life. If so, Lord, bring me to you. Bring me to you, Lord. I don't want to phone in my relationship with you. I don't want to coast. I want to be your man, your ambassador. And so many times I think of that task, to be the husband you're calling me to be the dad you're calling me to be the spokesperson for you, Lord, that you're calling me to be. And Lord, I so many times do not feel up to it. So I give it all to you, and I ask you to carry me, take any of that weight off of me, and let me know that I'm just speaking for you, Lord. I'm living for you. I do ask for less of me and more of you. I thank you, Father. Continue to be glorified this morning in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, y'all, yeah, I'm going to throw out some y'alls, okay? Y'all, does that translate? It means all of you collectively. It's just normal talk down the south where we come from, down Tennessee. Y'all ever get down to Tennessee? I know you do. You just go through on your way to Florida, though. You just it's just kind of on the way, right? Well, again, we are thrilled to be here. This this final song I want to sing for you is one that that prayer I just prayed. As I was praying, I was thinking of this song about surrendering, about giving it to Him, about truly letting go. Because for so many years, I held on too tight to something called a career in music. And at some point, God just made it clear that He was calling me to the ministry, and that He would use music in that process, but He would use also Renee and I sharing a story of God's grace in our marriage and all the places we've been writing books. You know, we've written a book, and it's all about our testimony. I encourage you to pick that up. We'll have it available later. And it's just a yay God book. Thank you, Lord. Doesn't He love this couple a lot? Hasn't He walked with them through the high times and low times? Hadn't He been faithful? And God just opened the doors for us to write that book and to get it published. And that's beyond me. He did that. And I'm thankful for that. But I want to close out with a song that's about just laying it down. Whatever may be having you burdened, maybe whatever you walked in here today with something, possibly an anchor, just dragging you down. Some issue in your life that's causing you to sin, or some issue in your life that's just causing you to doubt, or that, as I prayed against right then, maybe your love and your focus is just waning. Maybe you remember a time in your life when you were so focused and so on fire for Christ, but you don't feel that right now. I encourage you this morning, lay it at the foot of the cross. God's arms are outstretched. He doesn't stand with this kind of posture. Oh, so you want to come back to me? So you've strayed, or so you have issues in your life. He loves us so much. His arms are like this. And I could learn a ton from Him in raising our son. And that's what I'm praying. That's one thing I'm praying for. I just threw that out for free. But I will say this. It's incredible that His arms are outstretched with all of us. And if we truly embrace that, that our Father is like that, that our Father loves us so much that He's the perfect, perfect Father, it transforms your relationship with Him from thinking of Him as someone wagging their finger at you or upset with you to someone that just loves you like crazy and is in your corner and He's pulling for you. He's forgiven you for one thing, and He wants to walk with you. And when you fall, He wants to pick you up and teach you. What did I learn from that fall? How can I carry on? He loves you. I didn't come here to preach this morning, but I'm just feeling compelled right now to just pour it out. That God loves each and every one of you. And I pray that He encourages you this morning. We all need encouragement. We all need hope. We all can get down, depressed, out of focus. A meeting like this, I pray, is a refocusing, is a reminder. It's a celebration, but it's also a yes. Yes, Lord, I want that. I want that. So I encourage you right now, whatever that is in your life that possibly is wedged between you and Jesus walking closely, give that to Him. Say, Lord, this is beyond me. I give it to You. I surrender all to You. I have wrestled in the darkness of this lonely pilgrim land, raising strong and mighty fortresses that I alone command. But these castles I've constructed by the strength of my own hands are just temporary kingdoms on foundations made of sand. In the middle of the battle, well, I believe I finally found, I never know the thrill of victory till I'm willing to lay down all my weapons of defense and earthly strategies of war. So I lay aside these arms and I'm running helplessly to Yours. Well, I surrender all my silent hopes and dreams. The price to follow, it cost me everything. I surrender all
my human soul desires. If sacrifice requires that all my kingdoms fall, I surrender. If the source of my ambition is the treasure I obtain, and if I measure my successes on a scale of earthly gain, and if the focus of my vision is the status I attain, my accomplishments are worthless and my efforts are in vain. So I lay aside these trophies to pursue a higher crown. And should you choose somehow to use the life I willingly lay down, I surrender all the triumph, for it's only by your grace I relinquish all the glory, I surrender all the praise. Well, I surrender all my silent hopes and dreams. Price to follow, it cost me everything. Well, I surrender all my human soul desires. If sacrifice requires that all my kingdoms fall, I surrender all. Everything I am, all I've done and all I've known, it now belongs to you. The life I live is not my own. Just as Abraham laid Isaac on the sacrificial fire, if all I have is all that you desire, I surrender. Well, I surrender all my human soul desires. If sacrifice requires that all my kingdoms fall, let all my kingdoms fall, let all my kingdoms fall, I surrender.
Let's pray. Father, again, we ask you to be here among us. I know that you are, but I really pray that lives will be impacted. Moms and dads, grandparents, influential ones in young people's lives, Lord. Single folks, divorced folks, every demographic in this place, Lord. You know us all. You know exactly our life circumstances. And you love us so much. As we sang earlier, Lord, I pray you will draw us closer to you. Draw us away from the temporary nature of this world, the folly of it all, the sin of much of it, Lord. Much of it ignores you. Lord, don't let us be that way as your children. Let us shine for you. Be glorified this morning. It's in your name, Jesus, that we pray. Amen.